Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Freestyle. This is Series 7, Episode 6, with myself, Tom Dean, and my co-host, Alex Sutton. I am, of course, Olympic gold medalist, and I'm joined by Motown listener and groover, Mr. Sutton. How are you doing today, Alex? Nice cap. Any reason for the cap straight off the bat?
Hi, Tom, and hello, listeners. It's Wednesday again. It's that time. Yeah, quick reason for the hat, because my barber ruined my life, Tom.
Oh my day. So for those of you who are joining us with just the audio, lucky you, because you didn't have to see the reveal of the trim just then. Just quickly before we hop into the topics this week, just enlighten us. What the hell happened there?
Yeah, it's a great question. In short, I've become slightly lazy with booking ahead to my chosen barber. I know we often go back and forth on who the best spot in Maidenhead is to get a trim. I go to a guy called Bart. I haven't been going to him recently. I've been wandering across the road, and this is what you get. It's nothing personal.
What, running across the road to the coffee shop and ask if they can?
Yeah, just anyone. If anyone,
it's a knife and fork. That's what you're using.
Yeah, but I've explained to people, and I've said, I didn't ask. I didn't go in there with a brush.
I don't know what you'd ask for to get that. To be honest, good thing is, you're a married man now. You're soon to be. So you're not out there needing to be looking sharp 24/7. Obviously, you want to be looking sharp, but, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you've nearly locked that down, mate.
A few days a week is all I need to say, or a few hours a week. So I'm probably kind of on that, 12/7 shift.
It's kind of a part-time
role.
As long as you sort those cushions out in the back on your sofa.
Those are new, actually. They're new.
Oh, sorry. They are new. Sorry. I meant to say they've already been sorted out because they're so lovely. So very good. Very, very good. Well, we've got quite a lot on the pod today. We're going to do a bit of a catch-up. We've got essentially our first guest, actually, of Season 7 and a few interview questions from some successful athletes at the most recent outing. And you and I have both had a busy week. So where should we start this week?
I think there's only one place to start, really, and that's the Royal Box. But before we go there, just off the back of Seti Colli last week, how have things been in the pool? Obviously, a lot of people will tune into this for the nitty-gritty. How have you been back in Bath, kind of gearing up for the next challenge?
It's been all right, to be fair. We had a bit of a regen week off the back of Seti Colli. So Seti Colli, for those of you who don't know, is the open meet in Rome that we do every year. Had a bit of a regen week, which was quite nice last week. And now we're straight into essentially race prep. So I had quite a tough race pace set tonight, actually. Some broken swims, which are essentially where you'll do a 200-meter race, but you might break it into a 50-meter effort and then a 100-meter effort and then another 50-meter effort. So I did two of those and then a broken 100 as well. The times were good. It felt a bit heavy. It was a bit tough, actually. But good. And we've got a few sharpen up sessions this week as well.
Love that. Is there much hard work left to do in terms of in the lead up to Singapore, or is that kind of done? Are you expecting to be in the trenches over the next few weeks at all?
No, the majority of hard work's in the bank now. We're less than 3 weeks away actually from the first race at the World Championship. So there's not loads more to be done, which is quite nice. So we can settle in and start to sharpen up and feel good in the pool, get some race pace done, start to lock in on what it should feel like. And I'm really looking forward to getting out there and racing, actually.
Yeah, and I think we're all really looking forward to seeing the next batch of races. We've possibly got some listener questions later in the episode if we do get to them, and also stick around as well, because we're actually we're going to be discussing a potential weekly freestyle game that everyone can get involved with. So stick around for that, and we definitely want your thoughts and input there. Just while we're on Seti Colli, that prize you got?
Yes.
We've got it.
Yes, of course.
We've got
it. Of course, because we're doing the big giveaway.
The big giveaway that's going to happen maybe before or maybe after this episode drops. But now that we know what we're giving away, do you want to give it a quick intro and really sell it?
Well, for one lucky listener, they will be the proud recipient of the accolade, actually, that you get handed on the podium when you win at one of these competitions, which is a commemorative small dog. A small fluffy black dog, Labrador maybe, we're not too sure. If you had to pin the name on the breed, a black lab maybe. It's an Italian. He's smart, he's sharp, And if you win a medal, you do get one. And anyone listening will, well, one lucky listener will get to rehome in as part of the weekly freestyle giveaway, which is exciting.
Yeah, I think it's a Labrador. Doesn't speak English. That's the only problem. So if you're gonna take it with you to bed to say good night's not gonna hack it. It's gonna have to
Buenos
be,
Aires.
yeah, it's gonna have
That's
to
not even good
be.
night. No, I think that's good evening, actually. But
Yeah, well, anything will do. But if you
re
know.
just sorry, just as a quick side bit, I know we've actually not dipped into infrastructure chat in a long time, but I was reading an article on the weekend about HS2, and in the lead up to HS2 and its failings and everything like that, they went into all the money that the project had spent. The project and the CEO and the whole HS2 organization spent £500,000 to rehome 25 dogs from Battersea Dog Home.
Half a mil.
How, as someone who's worked in infrastructure and councils and big planning, can you just explain for me and the listeners how on earth £500,000's been spent on 25 dogs?
Half a million sounds quite a reasonable amount for that, actually. No, that. So, how many? 25 dogs.
25 dogs. I think they
So,
rehomed them to the Ritz Hotel or something. I mean, that's
yeah.
crazy, isn't it?
Wait, I'm just doing the maths here. 25. So, that's 20 grand a dog there. How many nights in the Ritz is that sorting you? That's
Whoa.
probably getting through a couple of weeks at least.
Those dogs are on minimum wage, surely, 20 a year. That must be knocking about that ballpark figure, surely. You're going to be on a decent wage there, actually, 20K.
Yeah,
You're working a lot of shifts and stuff, so.
that's not bad. Wow, maybe what they should have done is taken those 25 dogs, employed them in the project team HS2, and then let them crack on.
Probably would have done a better job.
Hey.
Anyway,
Yeah,
moving
that team is barking
on.
mad.
Hey, yo, there it is. There it is.
No, so that's exciting. So keep an eye out for that. And the black lab is going. It's being sent out. I've had enough of it. It's done well, but I don't know if enough Italian to speak to it. So keep an eye out on that. They'll be on our socials. So that's enough of Setti Colli chat in Italy. We've done that. We've been there. Take me to the capital, the southwest, one of the UK's finest weekend establishments, Wimbledon. And you were right at the heart of it. Take me and the listeners and viewers to the Royal Box.
Well, obviously, I'm happy to take the listeners along this journey, but you've actually already been in the Royal Box in Wimbledon because we paid it a visit 3 years ago, didn't we? Which was quite nice. But took the mother this time. The Royal Box, obviously, a very special place, centre court in Wimbledon, and you just get treated so well in there. The food is unreal. We're talking canapés. We're talking 3-course lunch. We're talking afternoon tea, where if you want more small cucumber sandwiches with the crust cut off, you're getting more cucumber sandwiches with the crust cut off. There is an unlimited supply. I had like four or five bowls of strawberries. I was like, scones, keep them coming. Cream and jam, keep it coming. Coffees, teas, alcohol-free champagne, keep them coming. Honestly, I filled my boots on the food and drink front. Mega, got this really cool card holder, Wimbledon leather card holder given to me, a few little trinkets. Be taken away. I did an 8-hour shift in the Royal Box, so it's not too
Wow.
bad. It was a
Wow.
really, really great day.
No, you've done well there. I'm sure it was a top housing. Just forgive me for a moment because I'm just grabbing the clip that a lot of people have shown of you and the Famous Four at Wimbledon. Was that on BBC Sport?
Believe so.
It's
Believe so.
just gone now. I might have lost it because it might have timed out. But we can live react to it somewhere. Might be on your story somewhere, but anyways, the thing I wanted to pick up there is obviously the Fab Four were there,
Yep.
yourself, and your relay buddies, as well as Kieran Bird and Jack McMillan, who were obviously part of the team. So it's actually the Fabulous Six, and I believe Izzy, I can't remember her surname, was there. What's Izzy's
Thorpe.
son? And Izzy Thorpe was also there, who won medals in the synchronized swimming. So a really a star-studded team. But interestingly, in that clip, A, how does it feel being announced at Wimbledon? Not the first time it's happened to you. B, what were outfits saying? Duncan was looking very sharp, but C, they did seem to cut you off just at the end, and they did a real close-up at Duncan's attire. So do you feel slightly aggrieved by that?
Well, I saw a post on Twitter or something, and they go, "Oh, the Fab Four spotted in the box: Matt Richards, Jack McMillan, Duncan Scott, and James Guy." And I've just been clean cropped out the photo, clean cropped. I stood there, Had my new suit on, which I was really chuffed with, ironed my shirt, did my tie just the right length, really, really chuffed with it, and cropped out the photo, unfortunately. But no, the attires were looking good. Jim went for a little double-breasted navy suit. Dunks went for a very nice kind of almost like a tweed suit, pocket in the handkerchief in the
Pockets.
pocket square. So
Pockets.
pockets, is it? So I don't know. I can't say I own a handkerchief, so not one to tuck in my top pocket. But yeah, good showing all round. Yeah, mega. It's a great day out. Warm, mind, when the roof's on in Centre Court. So I had a bit of a bead on. Also, you're not allowed to take your jacket off
No.
in the Royal Box in Centre Court. So that had to stay on. But I was quite glad of that fact because the sweat patches were pretty big.
Yeah, it's in many ways it's a saving grace, the old jacket rule. Take us behind the scenes as well. Obviously, everyone sees kind of what it's like in the front on the chairs. It looked as though it was kind of a sport day while you were there. What's it like in the depths of the box? And is it something your mum enjoyed as well? Because she was looking stunning in her yellow number two.
Yeah, Jackie had a great day out as well. In the depths of it, there's like a lounge area, which is great. The service is incredible. The players walk through the lounge when you're sat in there before they go out to centre court. So Alcaraz just walked out, was walking past us with all his bags before he headed out, which was quite cool. So yeah, it's mega. I loved it. Had a really, really great time. Service is incredible. As many strawberries as you want. Chris Kamara was in the box, which was quite nice. I did some filming with him for like 2 hours about 4 years ago, and he came over and he goes, "Oh, hi Tom, how's it going?" I was like, fair play to him. So yeah, that was really
You
nice. Had
went,
it.
sorry, who are you?
Can help me, mate. Yeah, more strawberries, please. Actually, if you, no, shout out, Chris.
Cammy's a big name.
Yeah, huge and such a lovely guy. Really, really nice, and it's so nice for him to say it. Come over and we had a good catch up. It's mega. No, really, really good. And yeah, couldn't fault it. Couldn't fault it for the world.
Did you manage to get to any other prestigious events this weekend, or was it just the tennis for you?
Yeah, there was obviously, goes without saying, our barbecue in Wokingham on Saturday night, which was pretty special. No, I went to Henley Royal Regatta on the Saturday as well, which was quite nice. The younger brother Alfie had been rowing there earlier in the week. Unfortunately, knocked out on the Thursday by the Cambridge team, which means the rest of the week just becomes a massive celebration.
Leisurely affair.
Leisurely affair. J2O's flowing. No, it's good fun. A lot of blazers. A few too many blazers for my liking, actually. Some bright old colours on those blazers.
Yeah, there are a lot of blazers. I showed my face on Friday. I feel like I'm a bit of a specialist in watching the rowing after when there's no rowing on, just basically looking at the river where boats have been. But I feel as though the almost the dream combo at Henley is kind of the dashing blazer with the Oakley sunglasses,
Yeah.
just to kind of show face that you probably have rowed that week. So it's
Roan.
definitely
Roan. Roan. Sorry.
why did I say rowed?
I've just finished roan. Roaning. Roan. I've roan this week. Oh my
Is
God.
that not a word? I've
Road.
rowed. I've
Road.
rowed.
Row. Roan.
I have rowed.
No, because if you mow the lawn,
Oh.
I've mowed the lawn. I've not mown the lawn.
Yeah,
Oh,
that's
no.
it.
Yeah, no, it is mown the lawn. Moan. MOWN.
So
It's
I'm
not
getting mixed
roan.
up between rowing and moaning.
If you mow the lawn, then you've mowed the lawn. Moan? Moan the lawn? I've just mown the lawn. Moan.
I don't think I'm going to get away with that one, unfortunately. It's a nice thing to wear the Oakleys to show that you've rowed that week.
That week. The thing is for me though, is like colour coordination seems to go out the bloody window at that event because it's stripy shirts, bright coloured chinos, reds, blues, bright blazers with very flashy kind of ties.
It's great to see. And the reason that in the introduction referred to me as a, what was it? A
Motown listener and
Motown
groover.
listener and groover, because there was actually some Motown on the banks of the Thames that I was getting down to. Now it's time to enter the cool room. This is the section of the podcast where we chat about the hottest topics in swimming this week. And Tom, you have been off busy down at the bath before. Performance center, haven't you? You've been out and about chatting to the up and coming under 23s in the backstroke world. I believe you caught up with Mr. Skerry and Cam Brooker and also Matt Ward. Is that right?
I did indeed. So I spoke to three of the lads that I swim with here at the Bath Performance Centre who had raced recently the under 23 European Championships, all backstrokers, all medalists, I believe, all medalists, and all with a lot to talk about from Slovakia. So I interviewed them, and here are some of the clips that we got. Hey, Jack, how are you? Did you surprise yourself with your success out in Slovakia?
For sure, I definitely surprised myself. I knew it was a fairly stacked field heading into the meet, having looked at the sort of entry list. There were some big names on there with the likes of Popovici and Bukov in the freestyles and then Mazyuk in the backstroke events. And it was definitely a meet that was a lot more competitive, and it was clear that from the last event, the last time that it ran, the other countries taking it a lot more seriously, and a lot of them were then bouncing onto worlds. So to come away with 3 out of 3 finals and second swims was a success in itself for me. And then to get that gold on the last night in the 100 was a real cherry on top.
So you'd had a great week, and how was your prep in Bath leading into it?
I felt like I had a really, really strong prep. It was quite a tight turnaround going from trials onto under 23s. It was sort of an 8 or 9 week cycle that we had, which is relatively short. But this is something that I dealt with before the year previous. It was a similar turnaround to make it through to Europeans. So we knew that we could tackle that. And I was also lucky enough to go off on my first altitude camp at the start of the cycle. I'm sure Dino can go into all of the sort of physiological benefits and gains that you can get from that. But I really enjoyed it. It was super helpful. Amazing to sort of train with some of the best in Britain, not just from Bath, learn lots from them, especially some of the older athletes. Most notably for me would be Luke Greenbank, sort of learning from him and him leading by example was really great to see. So yeah, overall, it was really good prep, and it's always helpful that we had a successful sort of trials from Bath, the two going to Worlds, a good group of us going to under 23. So we've all sort of got that common goal of swimming fast in the summer, which always helps.
Did you have that filthy celebration planned? And what's next? What station is the Bath Express going to be pulling into next?
The short answer is no. I definitely wasn't expecting to do that. It was a very off-the-cuff thing, I wasn't thinking about any celebrations before. I was focused on the race. But I guess there is a bit of a backstory, and it goes back to the start of this season at the end of last year at Bucks Short Course 2024. And Cam Brooker and Matthew Ward were going into the 100 IM first and second, I believe. And both of them had gone under the Bucks record in the morning. I think they were feeling sort of quietly confident. And they planned this train celebration if they both win. But long story short, it goes into the final and they both get beaten by a Swansea lad and come second and third. So the celebration didn't end up coming into fruition. So after I got the win, Matt rolls over to my lane and says, go on, get on the lane rope, we'll do the train." So we ended up bringing it to life there.
Thank you very much for your time there, Jack. But obviously, Jack was only one part of the Bath Express, and we also spoke to Matt Ward. So the first thing that we asked Matt was he actually pleased with his week?
Yeah, absolutely. Really quite happy with how Slovakia went. The objective is always to come home with a couple of medals, and to say that I came home with a silver and a bronze is really happy. Really happy with my performance. One thing I would say though was, I learned quite a lot about myself out of that competition, with the day one and day two not quite going how I was hoping it would go and not quite going my way. I think it's the first time I've ever been able to really turn round a competition, midway through, and because it's only 3 days, it doesn't give you much time to settle in and get used to the competition and settle your nerves a bit. You're straight in, and then before you know it, the competition's over. And so, yeah, picking up that bronze medal in the 100 back on the last night was really, really special. And it was great also seeing Jack. up on the podium and, you know, taking that 100 back and taking the win. I mean, I know it's an honour to be able to train with them two lads, Cam and Jack, in the pool. And I think that's really what gets the best out of us. You know, we're constantly competing and we're constantly trying to strive to be better than each other. You know, obviously we're great mates and we're living with each other now, but obviously when it comes to the pool and, you know, race day, we want to beat each other. And so, yeah, it is really tough. You know, I got out-touched by Cam on that 50 back out there on day two. And yeah, it was tough to take, but obviously there's no two other lads that I'd rather lose to. You know, it was great seeing them battle it out in the final. But yeah, it was, I would be lying if I didn't say I was a bit gutted that I wasn't, you know, in that race myself.
Thank you for that, Matt. A very enriching week by the sounds of things. And of course, we couldn't let him go without asking about the Bath Express either.
Well, the inspiration behind the celebration, to be honest, it was European Juniors 2 years ago in Serbia. I watched these two Dutch lads come first and third in the 200 breaststroke. And they, you know, they got on the lane rope and did that train thing. And I thought, you know, if I could ever get the opportunity to be on the top three and with a teammate of mine, then I'll kind of suggest it. But, you know, I didn't want to, going into the final, you know, Jack and I were sitting in good positions. So Jack was sitting in first and I was sitting in fourth, and I knew there was quite a bit more time I could drop. So I didn't want to, you know, tempt fate and jinx it by saying, oh, let's drop a, you know, a cheeky little celebration. But nah, when I saw that we came first and third, I went to his lane, gave him a big hug, and told him that it was an amazing race that he just swam. And then I was just like, oh, should we get on the lane rip and do the choo-choo train? And so he was like, absolutely. So yeah, we both jumped on, and it was pretty funny, but also just a memory, you know, that I'm going to keep forever.
And of course, we're always hungry for more, Matt. So when can we next expect to see the Bath Express?
Will there be another celebration, a future one? I don't know. I'll have to keep my eyes open, see if I can maybe come up with any on my own. But yeah, look, just got to get on the podium first if I want to ever do a celebration. But yeah, I'll keep thinking about one, and you never know. You may see another little cheeky celebration in the future if it all goes well.
Perfect. Tom, you have really excelled yourself there. You've gone above and beyond to grab your mate. So we're all very appreciative of that. I've actually got a few listener queries and comments for you. So wipe that smirk off your face, young man. First one comes from Curly Wells on Instagram, and it's actually going back to Italy. I said we'd left it behind. Curly's question is the fact that it seemed as though it was a quick meet and actually getting back for the finals was tough. The crux of the question is, have you learned anything or taken anything away, especially in the last few days, on reflection?
Yeah, it is tough to get back to the finals in Seticoli. You've got to be what we refer to as a sweat bag in the morning to really make it back into those finals. You've got to be quick. The Italians are on it. There's no messing around, really. So yeah, you've got to be fast. We knew that going in. The head coach had told us that going in. The boys, you know, smacked it in the morning. There weren't massive drops in the evening, but such is life. And that's especially true of the relay events for the Italians.
That's it. Another of our listeners has picked up on the fact that the finals weren't streamed, which unfortunately is a little bit of a trend that I'm seeing, especially as we head full force into Singapore at the end of the month, which I'm not sure is actually going to be on the BBC.
Yeah, a bit of a nightmare. I was chatting to Andy Jameson, Andy J, one of the commentators, and I don't think the BBC are streaming the World Championships, unfortunately, which is a shame. It's what we need. We need more eyes on the sport. We need competitions to stream finals, not just put them behind a paywall and put them on Ray or whatever it was, that website that you were yapping on about the other day when I was firing some zinging jokes off and was just getting completely aired. But no, they need to stream these finals more.
That's it. And finally, we had a note in from Jonah, who is a regular contributor to the pod. Shout out to him. And he actually said, right, we need to get Tom on Fall and Rise pod. And I saw it and I didn't quite know what it was. But Jonah actually has his own podcast. And Tom, it's better than ours. It's better than the Weekly Freestyle. So anyone listening now, stop listening, go and listen to Jonah's podcast.
Sorry, what's
It's
going on?
Jonah's got a podcast.
I know, but come on.
Yeah,
I'm
but
sure it's great.
No,
But
it's better than ours. I've
oh
said
my
it.
God.
So it's the Fall and Rise pod, and it's
Are you telling me that you're moving pods or something?
yeah,
Is this
I'm
how?
off. I'm off.
Right,
No,
okay,
they,
you're
no,
up.
to be honest, I would go, but I don't think they'd have me. But it's a pod where Jonah and his friend Peter talk about when people have real struggles, real setbacks, but highlight the relentless comebacks. This is obviously off the back of Jonah with some pretty serious surgery that was pretty major and life impacting. So yeah, go and listen to them. Jonah, I know, listens to the pod as well, so big shout out to him.
So, as always, we are across our socials, the Weekly Freestyle. You can email us at the email address.
Yeah, just at the email address, if that would work. I'm sure it'll find its way to me. Please keep that
The
in. Please keep that in.
email address, theweeklyfreestyle@outlook.com,
There we
if
go.
anyone is. We are, of course, across all of our socials. You can find us on Instagram, The Weekly Freestyle. You can also email us, theweeklyfreestyle@outlook.com. Send us a letter. Actually, I'm not going to release our home addresses, but
Not this week.
drop a letter off at Braywick Leisure Centre if you're passing through Maidenhead, and it will definitely make its way to us. Get in touch, send us questions, suggestions, topics you want us to talk about. We would love to hear from you all.
Yeah, actually, do send gifts to Braywick Leisure Centre. Send gifts of high value, of high value. Because I'll intercept them way before Dom does. So that's fine. Right. So this week's freestyle section, we just like to round up every podcast, whether it be a quiz or a 5-minute chat about something a little bit different, something a little bit fun. This week it's swimming based, Tom. I've had an idea and I think we need to action it. And I wanted to get your thoughts on it and also the listeners' thoughts on potentially a name. But Top Gear style, do you remember the star, a star in the reasonably priced car? I think we need that, but for 50 meters, 50 meter freestyle. I think we need a leaderboard.
Oh, a
What do you
leaderboard.
think?
Yeah, like we used to have in the shed in the HQ
Yeah.
when we used to record in the shed. I think that's a great idea. Well, we of course already have one celebrity, Spencer Matthews, who's put a strong time down that can be found with video evidence on my Instagram and on the Untapped podcast. You've stamped a time, I imagine, you want to kick us off with.
Yeah, well, I think if you're going to do an entry to, and this is where we need listeners' help, we need a name. I'm going to chuck something out there like the Weekly Freestyles 50 meter challenge for now. We can do better than that. Send in
No, it's
your
catchy.
thoughts. It's catchy. It's catchy, all right. It's about as catchy as a 4-hour car journey up to Edinburgh, or a door that doesn't catch, just slides. So we need your help with that, listeners. Send us in your thoughts for the game, and one of them will be chosen, and it will last forever. And there are going to be some massive names on it. You're right, Spencer Matthews has set a time, but I think if anyone's going to set a time, you can't just sort of rack off your 50 meter PB, which yours is.
22 low short
Yeah,
course, I'd
I don't want
say.
to hear it because it's not an official attempt on the Weekly Freestyle's 50 meter freestyle. So what it needs to be is it can be at any leisure centre. You can dive in. You don't have to dive in. We'll note that kind of like on Top Gear, whether it's a wet track or not. But you do need one person to sort of sign the time off. So someone ideally, if they can time it for you.
Preferably video evidence.
Yeah, it could be tricky in a leisure centre.
Of course, there are a
You
lot of
know.
rules around that. Just quickly, while you were explaining the challenge, I did zip it into ChatGPT for a few name ideas. Seventh on the list is the one you suggested, the Weekly Freestyle 50 Meter Challenge.
Yeah, but it's still on the list.
Although the others aren't that exciting, the Freestyle 50, it's just the name of the event, the 50 Splash and Dash, Freestyle 50 Showdown, the
No,
Weekly 50 Sprint,
no,
50 Meters of
no,
Fury, the Freestyle Flash.
no.
And then the one that you suggested. So well done, Sats, you win.
50 meters of fury suggests that it's going to be Tommy against Tyson,
Yeah, exactly. And there'll be a lot of anger.
which could happen. But yeah, we'll finesse that. But long story short, Spencer Matthews is on the leaderboard. But you have to nominate your swim, and you need someone to ideally sign it off and say yep. And then we'll enter it. And I think what we'll do is we'll have some maybe awards at the end of the year, so we can all see how everyone's got on. But that's probably about it for today, Tom. Great to catch up with you as always. And thank you to everyone for listening. And we need your thoughts on the freestyle challenge, and we've got a giveaway as well, which may have happened.
Yep, absolutely. Check out our socials for all that information. Send us some suggestions. for the names. Send us some questions. We'd love to get more of your questions. And we look forward to speaking to you next week. Suts, always a pleasure, never a chore. I will speak to you very soon.
Have a great week, everyone.